Plinkett Regalia takes the red carpet in Haines, and a new candy shop adds some sweetness to Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A Haines rafting company says an incident earlier this week, which drew an emergency medical services response, did not result in any major injuries. Sean Gaffney of Chilkat Guides released a statement to KHNS on Friday. He says the Tuesday afternoon incident happened during a rafting tour on the Klehini River.
Overnight, a river channel became blocked with a newly downed tree. Our guide was captaining the first raft to encounter it, but was unable to avoid it, and his raft got hung up for a moment. Nobody fell out of the boat, but they did get wet. Our guide proceeded to the nearest takeout at Klukwan, where we had Haines EMS and our company incident response team waiting to provide assistance.
Gaffney says some of the 8 cruise ship passengers on the raft suffered scrapes, small cuts, and coldness, but no major injuries. He says one person was transported to the Haines clinic, but all of the visitors involved were able to get back on the cruise ship in time for departure. Gaffney says downed trees blocking the river are one of his company's biggest concerns and something they're incredibly vigilant about.
But on this particular instance, things had really changed a lot quickly, and it just happened in a place and in a way that we weren't aware of it until we were right on top of it.
Gaffney thanked the Haines Volunteer Fire Department, Klukwan residents, and rafting guides for their help. Haines police and state troopers both said their departments did not respond to the incident. Models young and not so young showed off traditional Tlingit clothing and accessories on Thursday night at a fashion show at the Haines Library. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
And the Chilkat blanket is a 1959 product by Jenny Clonat that she made for my father.
The fashion show, complete with a red carpet of sorts, drew a couple dozen people to the library. It featured models donning traditional Tlingit regalia, including bear claw headdresses, gopher fur robes, and many other intricately carved, woven, and beaded pieces. Jesse Morgan is the education and cultural coordinator at the Haines Library.
I just wanted to show off people's at'u, which in Tlingit means treasured clan objects. And I wanted to show people that, you know, this amazing art form that Tlingits use to show off and dance at potlatches and to honor their ancestors. And I just thought it would be a fun way for the public to learn.
The pieces were gathered from all around the Chilkat Valley and the Yukon.
Button blankets, Chilkat robes, shuckiets, hats, drums, rattles, daggers, purses, octopus bags. They'll see it all.
A lot of times when they made the bear claw headdresses in the early days, they actually just flayed out the paw and left the claws attached. But they kind of...
A lot of the symbols that you see on Tlingit regalia is clan crests, so they're wearing animals that represent the clan that they belong to.
Morgan says a member of the opposite clan is responsible for making traditional clothing.
So if you're a raven, then someone from the eagle clan should be making your at'u.
Lee Heinmiller was the MC, and he also supplied a lot of the historic regalia. Before the show, he carefully displayed some of the pieces.
This one is called Raven of the Roof, since everyone sees them on the roof, but the original is in the UPenn Museum and collected by Lewis Shotridge. And in the early years, my dad made this copy of it. So this is a particular, it's slightly different than the original. The original has human ears on the raven on either side, but it does have the copper eyebrows and stuff.
Heinmiller said a couple of the masks at Thursday's event date back to the 50s, while some of the woven pieces are much older. After the show, the models posed for pictures and talked to curious residents.
If we share our regalia, then people have a little more respect and understanding.
That's Harriet Brulette. She says a lot of times people just don't understand the significance of a crest or design when they wear it on a shirt or handbag.
You know, it's really important to understand things like that because crests are owned by certain clans. And if you don't know that and maybe you think you're copying or borrowing a design, you could get yourself into a lot of trouble.
Exploiting traditional clothing and styles just because it's trendy, otherwise known as cultural appropriation, mostly just comes down to ignorance. People don't know any better, she says.
When their regalia, something that's very important to them, is used as a costume or as something trendy fashion-wise, it's a little bit degrading.
She says sharing the culture through events like the Tlingit Fashion Show helps educate people as well as entertain. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
If the souvenir shops and eateries that line downtown Skagway weren't sweet enough, the town now has its own candy store. The owners of Bites on Broadway Bakery opened their new venture, Sweet Treats, just a few weeks ago. Niles Davis says the day Sweet Treats opened, kids were lined up outside, armed with wads of piggy bank money.
And they're like banging on the door, like, open the door. It was like Black Friday at Walmart.
The small store pops with color from the hundreds of candies on display. Skipper Stovall names a few.
The latest, greatest things that I didn't know anything about are Sour Belts. And these are multicolored Sour Belts. They come in strawberry, banana, cherry, raspberry, blueberry.
But what really makes this store unique is one corner where you can find Pop Rocks, little wax Coke bottles, Big League Chew. Stovall calls it the nostalgic area.
There's candies from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, so everybody can pick out something that they've had before.
Stovall says they were able to get the retro treats through a chocolatier with connections. He points out some of the most popular snacks.
We have our all-time favorites, candy cigarettes that are wonderful. Sugar Babies. Everybody loves Sugar Babies. We have Big Lollipops. We have Laffy Taffy, Nerds. I'm trying to think, Razzles, Crows even from the 50s. These are great.
The nostalgic candies have proved useful. Stovall says they've helped win over some of the doubters.
I had one specific lady that told me she really wasn't happy that we were introducing all this to their children. And I told her, well, just don't bring him in here. And she said, well, he's going to see all the other kids with the candy. And I said, well, then bring him in here. And she said, well, I said, go over on this wall over here of nostalgic candies and tell me if you see anything you know. And she picked out Pop Rocks. And she said, you got Pop Rocks. I said, you ate Pop Rocks and it didn't kill you. It's a candy store.
Stovall and Davis have run the Bites on Broadway Bakery for a few years now. They say they didn't have some grand reason to open a candy store. They figured that since this building on 6th Avenue was near a park, a candy shop would appeal to children customers.
We sat on the beach in Mexico and talked about it and tried to start thinking about it and getting the ideas of what we wanted to put in here, how we wanted it to look, and to watch it come to fruition. It's always just pretty amazing to watch it. It even turned out better than we thought it would.
We're really excited about it, yeah.
Davis says operating two small businesses here has taught him that if you have an idea and are willing to work hard to see it through, anything's possible in Skagway. Haines students celebrated the last day of school Thursday with Wacky Palooza. Teams of kids ran around the field to take on obstacles like a water balloon toss and egg-carrying relay. Physical education teacher Greg Brittenham organized the event. KHNS has this audio postcard.
If you drop the egg, you have to figure out how to pick it up without using your hands, okay? So three of you.
There's 14 teams, 18 stations. And so each station has some sort of motor development skill or physical challenge or some sort of a cognitive challenge. And like right now what we're looking at are the kids using the physio balls, and they got to hold them together between their bodies without touching their hands and then go through a course.
Hand, too much hand.
Too much hands here.
No, no, don't hop. Don't hop. Walk. So right, left, right.
So what's the trick here?
They have to move the blanket from behind the start line, past the finish line. The whole group has to be on the blanket. If they fall off, they got to start over. So it's problem solving, but it's also teamwork. They can work with another group to problem solve it.
Roll! Roll! Roll!
The most important thing is the kids are having fun. It's not just running a race and, You know, the same three kids win every year. This is, everybody has a chance to succeed, but it's building teamwork. And more importantly, it's the older kids working with the younger kids and just establishing those great relationships.
Those were Haines students, teachers, and volunteers participating in Wacky Palooza on the last day of school, Thursday. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.